This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Colorado voters will decide in November whether local law enforcement should work more closely with federal immigration authorities. If approved, Initiative 95 would create new requirements for when police officers, sheriff's deputies, and prosecutors have to communicate with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. They would have to notify the agency when they charge someone whose immigration status is in question, if the person has a prior felony conviction, or is being charged with a violent crime. The measure would amend the state constitution. It's backed by conservative nonprofit Advance Colorado. Wildfires and their many impacts are shaping up to be a major focus of lawmakers across the region this year. For the Mountain West News Bureau, Murphy Woodhouse reports there's a new tool to track reform efforts.
Insurance premiums are rising. Homes and neighborhoods are being damaged and destroyed. Smoke is affecting health. Wildfire has numerous consequences for the West.
We need a regional approach because fires do not respect any state or local government boundaries.
That's Howard Watts, a Democratic Nevada Assembly member. He's also the co-chair of the Western Branch of the Council of State Governments Wildfire and Disaster Preparedness Committee. They recently developed an online bill tracker that allows lawmakers and the public across the West see what wildfire-related reforms their counterparts have recently passed or are currently debating.
This is a complicated, multifaceted issue, and there is not a silver bullet to any one of these issues.
With tools like the tracker, he says, leaders can learn from each other's successes and failures. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Murphy Woodhouse.
And the Denver Broncos have fired their offensive coordinator. Joe Lombardi was in that role for 3 seasons. His firing comes after the Broncos scored only 7 points in their playoff loss Sunday. Denver was without its starting quarterback for that game. This season, the team ranked 10th in total yards and 14th in total points. This is CPR News and KRCC.